Chevra, first of all, it's an incredible schuss to be together. Bring more chairs, bring the clear one. Give them this a few more. Incredible schuss to be together. First of all, so many of the Chevra, straight back from Eretz Yisrael, Avir Da'ara Machkim. It's a schuss to have you in our house. Not in our home, in our house. You came from home. You came from home to visit your parents, to visit your family, to be in your house. Don't ever forget that. You gotta always know where home is. Libi b'mizrach. But it's a schuss to have you here, and I'm uplifted. Emes, I'm uplifted by you in the deepest of ways, just by seeing such panim, seeing such neshamas, yearning to be there myself so badly. Mirz Hashem, we're all going to be there soon. Hopefully this will be the final share we ever give in this house. Unless, you know, maybe it has a din of a base medrash a little bit, so Chazal say it's going to be uplifted. So maybe it'll be in this house, but in this house, there'll be a home. There's a few inside. You guys can come. There's a few more. It's two. All the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, also just to mention, is being sponsored anonymously. My very special tzaddikim that I have this close to be very close to, in honor of the birthday of their mother, which is something so special. And I mentioned this for the women's share recently, but first of all, what is chus? Imagine that a parent, that their mother knows this is what their children are doing for them. They're bringing Torah into the world. That these are children that understand what their mother wants. And what chizik, and what esoris, and what inspiration for a mother to know this is what her children, what an incredible job she did. And she happens to be, it's a schus to share Torah tonight, as we're going to get to and talk about this incredible yantav of Yigadta Levincha, this incredible yantav of chinuch. This is a mother who taught me what it is to be a mother, what it is to be a father, what it is to be a parent, what it is to be dedicated, to love unconditionally, to give of oneself, to sacrifice oneself in every way for one's children. You know, she taught me a very special line, which I think about all the time. She taught me a lot, but she taught me, and she continues to teach me, but she taught me that you can only be as happy as your saddest child. That a parent could only be as happy as their saddest child. You hear? I mean, that's a parent who truly cares and truly dedicated to their children. And it's a deep line. Think about that. But Bez Hashem, all the Torah, all the Chizuk of the Sora should be a big schus for her. It should be a year of simcha, of bracha for her and for an entire beautiful family. Amen. Mamish sitting here, it's kind of Erev Pesach. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, so it's Erev, the holiest day of the year. But Pesach is Shabbos, Memachar is a Shabbos, so Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. So much I want to share, so much that my neshama is yearning to give over. We'll see where we go with this tonight. To prepare for this, the Heilige night, Lel Seder. What we could gain Lel Seder, what we could connect to Lel Seder, Mamish, Koichos for the entire year. As we'll talk about in a few moments. But I want to start by just reading a story. I read this story last night, and I haven't stopped thinking about it. I made my son, I made Shmuel, read it as well. It's from the Touched by the Seder Haggadah, some of the Chevra. If you don't have it, it's incredible, it's great. He has two, Touched by a Story, Touched by a Seder. He has Torahs, he has stories with Yechiel Spiro. So I'm just going to read you the story to start. Those who knew Yaron were well aware that he had little or no interest in changing his way of life. He was a strong-minded and dedicated soldier in the IDF and felt that he served his country and community well by what he did. And that was it. He wanted nothing to do with religion. It simply was not for him. His mother had come to Israel from Poland after the war, loved to tell stories about the old country. And her son loved to hear those stories, but he wanted that old way of life to remain fictional. He knew that his grandfather, Moshe Yosef Langsbaum, had been a simple tailor, an honest and religious man, but as far as Yaron was concerned, a religion was not part of his life. So it was with great shock and surprise that his friends noticed his turn to religion shortly after he took a vacation trip to Europe. He had left Israel the same determined young man, uninterested in Torah, but had returned wearing a kippah, and then began to attend shiurim, learning to keep Shabbos and kashrus. His friends were filled with curiosity, but with a little trepidation about asking what had happened. Finally, they gathered up their courage and approached him. He then told them the entire story. Yaron had seen an advertisement for a trip to Europe. The thought intrigued him, because after hearing stories about the old country, for so many years he thought it would be interesting to see the places where his ancestors had lived. He just wanted to make sure that the tour was not going to have a religious bent. He was not interested in visiting religious sites. The travel agent reassured Yaron that he would find the trip just to his liking, so he decided to go. All was going very well when the group visited the city of Lublin and some of the surrounding villages. However, Yaron began to feel a tug on his soul. He had never really felt anything like this before. He found himself wandering into some of the buildings, and one building in particular seemed to draw him in. He entered and realized that the simple structure was actually a shul. His first reaction was to leave, but somehow he felt that he wanted to stay. It was hard to put his finger on it, but he just wanted to spend some time there. As he looked around the room, he wondered how the small structure had survived the war and all that followed. It seemed as though he was the first Jew to have entered the rundown building in over 60 years. Soon he found some steps leading upstairs. He decided to check out the upper story. His curiosity drew him to some boxes located in a corner, and he had to step over a few old rickety wooden benches to get to them. He opened one box and was surprised to find that it was filled with all types of books. The first book he picked up was an old Gemara, and right below it was a Shulchan Aruch. As he rummaged through the boxes, he noticed a small book with brittle yellowed pages. He leafed through the pages, his mind wandered as he envisioned someone praying from these very same pages. He must have spent 5 or 6 minutes lost in the world of the sitter when he chanced upon the prayer for the taking of the lulav on Sukkos. And resting on this page as if it had been placed there that very morning was an innocent, fresh green leaf from a hadas. The leaf must have been close to 70 years old, yet it remained fresh as ever. A tidal wave of emotion overcame Yaron as the memories his mother had shared with him of generations past flooded through his mind. He felt drawn to their life and their struggles. This little leaf, he felt, was sending him a vital, important message. You too have fallen off the branch, but you're still fresh. You can still live. As long as you're within the love of the loving world of prayer and Torah, you can remain fresh. It was then that he decided to change. He had to. His Zadies and Bubbies were calling to him. Those ancestors from his past were standing above him, waiting for him to return the leaf to the branch from which it had fallen. How could he not? Tears welled up in his eyes. He allowed them to slide down his cheeks, feeling somehow that they would purify him. Then he placed his lips on the sitter and kissed it. As he gently placed it back inside the box from which it had come, he instinctively opened it to the front page. He was shaken to the core as if struck by lightning. Inside it was inscribed, Moshe Yosef Langsbaum. The leaf had found its way home. His Zadie. Now you can't make up a story like that. Still shaking from just reading this story. But I'll tell you what I thought. Tell you what I thought and what I'm thinking about. This tzaddik, this Baal Tshuva, Yaron, for years he's told a story. A story of Yiddishkeit, a story of our lives. A story of his babies and his zaydis. And we know the stories. The stories of Mesiras Nefesh to bake matzahs. The stories of Mesiras Nefesh to put on tefillin in concentration camps. He's told these stories. And what did the stories do to him for years? Seemingly nothing. Okay, it was alavavchem, as the Kotzker says. It was sitting on his heart for this moment of time for sure. Nothing's for naught. But actively, he never concretized any of those thoughts, any of those stories, any of those words, any of that history. But when he went to live it, when he went to walk those paths and walked into that shul, even before that incredible nace, before that incredible kiss from the Rabbi Nishalom of finding his grandfather's sitter, almost impossible. Before that already he was coming back. Before that already he was connected. Because he was no longer learning and hearing, he was reliving. He was part of the story. It wasn't just the history of the past. He was a chain in the link. He was walking in those same streets. And it made a different roishim, a different imprint. Amir Tzashem, Matzei Shabbos Kodesh, we're going to all be sitting Lel Seder. And we're also going to relearn the story. And we're going to hear the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, what our ancestors went through and lived through, and the incredible miracles. But as the Rambam says so beautifully, Chayev Adam Laharos Es Atzmo Kilu Yatzim Mitzrayim. It's not enough to relearn. We have to relive. Not Liros Es Atzmo, but Laharos, to live it, to actualize it. To realize it's not a history of the past, it's a story of our lives. And walk away from this yontav a different person. What a schus it will be. And we have to first, before anything else, just understand the incredible kedusha of this night. You know, yes, we're all excited because it's once a year and it's Pesach and we're with our families. And with, hopefully this year, bigger families than we were a year ago. There's a lot to be thankful for. A lot to be thankful for, to be with grandparents, to be with other family members. Last year, a lot of us had much smaller seders. But we're going to walk into that seder. Is it enough to be excited to have a piece of matzah? Is it enough to be excited to pound some romaine lettuce? Somehow that excites us. It's an incredible thing. If you told the Umos Olam, they wouldn't understand one drop, right? You think about it. We're so excited to pound romaine lettuce. Like, it's good. During the year, you know, it's for the women, the romaine lettuce. I don't know, like, now I'm like, I'm so excited to pound romaine lettuce. Like, it's going to be great. You know how excited I am to eat matzah? Mamish, and I've been excited to taste the matzah. We're excited for it. It's gewalt. To sit at a Seder. We're excited to take a piece of parsley or celery or potato, whatever does it for you in your home, and dip it into salt water. And even though that, why do we do it? Ah, so children will ask. But we're excited for that. We're excited for it because it's not just a story of the past. We're living Yiddishkeit. We're living close to Hashem. But we have to understand how holy this night is. We have to understand the kedusha of this night. Mamish, it's a night like no other. It's a night like no other. If we understand this kedusha, I don't know, we might not go to sleep tonight because we have to prepare for it. But we have to understand it. You know, Chevra, when korbanos were brought, and hopefully will be brought, b'karov, Bezos Hashem is Baruch, every single korban that's eaten by people, a portion of it, was also matnas kahuna. Okay, we had a carbon oila, which is completely to Hashem. But every carbon, whatever that carbon was, shlam, whatever you want to call it, any carbon that we partook in, that you would bring, and you would eat some of it, a carbon taida, whatever the carbon might be, some of it was given to the kohen. Us as kohanim, we're very excited for that. That's why Chazal say the kohanim had very serious stomach issues. You know, we're eating mamish filet mignons day, every afternoon, every night. It's going to be big stuff. Every carbon, part of it goes to the Kohen, except for one carbon. There was one carbon a year that none of it goes to the Kohen. The carbon Pesach. So I saw it from a Rav Shor in the older Haggadah. Some of the Chavres, the newer Haggadah. I've only had a chance to look at a little bit in that one. We'll share one Torah from there. But from the older Haggadah, which is Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim every page, I'm sure the newer one is also. He said very, very passionate. Well, he didn't have to say this. We see it ourselves. He said, it must be that by Lel Pesach, when we sit at the Seder, every single one of us has a din of a Kohen. Every single one of us is a priest. We're Mamlechet Kohenim. Because a korban has to go to a Kohen. And if we're not giving any to any other Kohen, we have a din of a Kohen. One night a year, we're all Kohanim. Mamlechet Kohenim begoy kadosh. I'm going to sit in my Seder, I'm a Kohen, I'm eating a carbon. Okay, we don't have the carbon Pesach yet. So we have the matzah that takes the place of the Afi Koyman. It's the carbon Pesach, we have to envision that. I'm a Kohen. But it's even further than that. There's an incredible Targum Yonason.
Targum Jonathan, the Neviel, he says something incredible. In Parshas Yisro, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Perek Yutes Pasuk Dalet, Atem Re'isim Es Asher Asisi L'Mitzrayim, you saw what I did to the Mitzrim. Ve'esa Eschem Al Kanfin Isharim, we know these beautiful words. Vavia Eschem Eilai, some knows the beautiful song by Simcha Liner. Hopefully you know it because of the Pasuk as well. Right before that starts the Dibros. That I carried you on the wings of eagles and brought you to me. So we think, what is this talking about? What's going on here? It's in past tense, he did it. Does anyone know what that's talking about? We all like look at this and we think about it. We've all been taught, there's going to come a time, Bezrat Bekarov, Bimeinu, we're going to be go on the wings of eagles. It didn't happen yet. The Mashiach will come, right? Was there ever a time that we were on the wings of eagles and brought to Eretz Yisrael yet? So look at the Targum Yonasan there, Chavro. Targum Yonasan says, "Utaynus yaschoin al anon hekal gadfe nisharim min plusin, va'avelus yaschoin la'asar beis mikdasha lemevet tamim pischa." Where did Klal Yisrael do Korban Pesach when they were Mitzrayim? You could bring Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? You can't bring Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. You have to be by Har HaBayis. You have to be by Yerushalayim Eretz HaKodesh. Targum Yonasan says, when the Pasuk said, V'esa Eschem Al Kanfin Nisharim Vavi Eschem Alay, you know when that happened? That happened already. To Dor that was in Mitzrayim, on Leil Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, they flew Al Kanfin Nisharim to Har HaBayis. La'aser beis mikdasha lemevan tamam pischa ubahalu laila asevus yaschon lepelusin. Lepelusin is a reference to Ramses, which was in Mitzrayim. Pisum, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu that night took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim to bring Korban Pesach, brought them to Har HaBayis and brought them back. You think I'm telling over like the deepest Zohar in the world. It could be also, but look, this is a Mikros Gedolos. I'm not, look, Chevra. I'm just reading a pasuk in Targum Yonasan and Benazil. I don't know another way to understand the pasuk, to be honest. Pasuk pshat. Just pasuk pshat and pasuk. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you ever hear this before? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the Jews in Mitzrayim, took them to Har HaBayis. And I've seen many tzaddikim explain. On a certain level, each and every one of us is going to go through the same thing. That Leil Seder, we all have to be brought to Yerushalayim Eretz HaKodesh. And maybe we don't have a Korban Pesach in the same way. We have our matzos, which is L'Zecher. But on Leil Seder, we're going to be lifted up. Our bias, our shulchan is in Yerushalayim. It doesn't matter. Many of you just came from Yerushalayim. You can have a chance to go back there, mamish, in 2 nights. He said, you told me you're not, what, you're here. So one of the chevres said a line. He was mixed up. He said a line. He said something like, he's here for good. Chas v'shalom, he didn't mean it. He didn't know what he was talking about. None of us are here for good. It's all temporary. It's all alright, everything here. I don't care what type of car you drive, what beautiful homes you have. You could have a home here, and in Miami, and in Colorado, and in Ichves Nish. It's all temporary. It's good. You could live nicely temporary. That's fine. Just realize it's temporary. Our homes are Yerushalayim, but guess what? We're all going to go there in 2 nights. When we're at our Seder, we have to envision we're mamish lifted up to Har HaBayis. It's Kedushas Yerushalayim Eretz HaKodesh, Kedushas Har HaBayis in our home. I'm a Kohen on Har HaBayis. What a schus, it's crazy. You hear what we're talking about, where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing? I heard a couple nights ago from Rabbi Umar of Matl Zilber's Chinner Rebbe. He said over, based on this idea, listen to what he said, this is incredible. You know, there's a famous idea, the Ramban speaks about it, a very famous Ramban. A lot of hak on this Ramban. We're not going to get into the depth of it right now, but that perhaps mitzvahs are only for Eretz Yisrael. That all mitzvahs we do out of Eretz Yisrael only really practice. You know, Chesnish. Alan Iverson said he didn't need practice. We need practice. Chever, this is before your time. You don't even know what I'm talking about. Chever knows what I'm talking about. Some, Moshe, you know what I'm talking about? Even you know what I'm talking about? You did then. Practice. Anyways, we need practice. We need practice, right? So, L'maisa, that's not how we look at things. Most don't say like this. Obviously, all our mitzvahs are Kodesh Kedoshim and mitzvahs. But how can it be? According to that day, What could it be? Rav Motl explained, it's pshat is this night. Because Lel Seder were taken to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to Harabayis, and that allows all of Chutz Laretz to have a shtickle kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore every mitzvah all year that I do in Chutz Laretz is if I'm doing it in Eretz Yisrael because of Lel Seder. Mamash, I asked him, I was blown away. I heard this Rav Motl 2 nights ago, I said, Rebbe, but it's only Lel Seder. No, it has a roishim on the whole year. The whole year. It's all from Lel Seder. So the only reason we could do anything to our lives in this world by mitzvahs all year in Chutz Laretz is because of Lel Seder. What is chus? We're just starting to understand this night. Listen to this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, but when Yitzchak called Esav to come get brachas, it was Lel Seder. Higia Lel Yoyim at Pesach, the Kara Yitzchak Le Esav Beno Agado Vamarlo Beni, Zealaila Kol Olam Kulo Omrim Bo Halo. My son, this night everybody says Halo. And listen to what he says about the night. The Oitrois, this is what Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Avinu. The Oitrois Tzlolim Niftachim Bezealaila. All the storehouses of dew are open on this night. What does it do? You look in Gemara's and Pesukim, the bracha of dew, the bracha of tal. But I'll explain to you, what's the difference in geshem and tal? Rain comes from above. Dew comes from us, comes from here. It comes from the air that's here, and I'm not going to get to the science of it right now. You can look it up. But meaning it's the bracha in our life, right here, right now. The oitrois of bracha are going to be open on this night. What a night. And what a night to connect to Hashem. You know, let's be real. Be honest. It's hard to feel Hashem by our side every moment. Sometimes, you know, and it's a lot, those of us who just had this list to come from our soul, it's a lot easier, it's a lot more conducive. You feel it. You walk the streets and you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side. Even you walk in the shuk, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side. Maybe not on Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. I'm saying maybe you should stay away then, but you know, other times I'm talking about. Anywhere you are, it's just breathing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chutz Laretz is a little bit harder. But we can find it when you're steeped in Torah and mitzvahs and tefillah, you could hear as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. But it's hard, and that's why we struggle. Anytime we fall a little bit, when I think to look at something I shouldn't be looking at, to be lazy, not be davening the way I should, not be learning the way I should, it's because I don't feel Hashem by my side in the same way. And I'm forgetting. He's there, I'm forgetting. Lel Seder is the night of Emunah, but you know on what level? Listen to this. This is crazy. Rav Shor brings this down from a Sefer. Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim. I don't know how you... Someone counted up, Tzaddik. Forget who I think it was a Sefer Avas Torah, maybe. Avas Yisrael, I don't remember who he quoted. In the New Agada, it's on page Reishud Gimel. And he says, in the entire Torah, the name Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Hashem's name, which represents, what does Havaya mean? Open up, Chevron knows what you should be thinking when you say Yud Kei Vav Kei. Chevron knows what you should be thinking when you say Shem Havaya. If you don't know this, Mamish, every time we say a bracha, you're supposed to be thinking something. Now this is also not deep Zohar. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber, Rav Yosef Kairo tells us this. Hoya, hoiva, v'yia. Rav Yosef Kairo's your site tonight?
Yeah.
So you're going to learn. Of course we're going to tell Torah from Haya, Hoyve, V'yia. Havaya is Hashem was, He is, and He will be. It's Hashem is present and He's omnipresent. He's at every moment in our life by our side. And we have to believe that. Every time I say Hashem Havaya, I should be thinking that and know that Hashem is with me. Hashem's with me every single second. So listen to this Torah. If you go through the whole Torah, from Bereishis to Le'enei Kol Yisrael, the Shem Havaya is 1,820 times in the Torah. 1,820 times in the Torah. Did you see this? You saw it in the Torah? You didn't get to know God yet. Where you been all week? What are you doing? You have it. Okay, good. 1,820 times. From Holach Ma'anya,
The beginning of Magid, Holach Manya, till the Bracha Gal Yisrael, till the end of Magid, the story of Sipur Yisrael, the story of our lives, the story of Hashem being by our side every moment, the story of Him being by our side in Mitzrayim, taking us out of Mitzrayim, 10 Makos, Kriyas Yam Sif, this incredible story, which is just to remind us He's here now as well. If you count up, there are exactly 1,820 words. Mamas, you can't make this up. Mamas, you can't make this up. Mamas, you can't make it up. Mamas, you can't make this up. 1,820 words. The exact amount of Shem Havaya in the Torah, exact, is the exact amount of words in Magid. In the story of seeing Hashem by our side. Because the whole point of Shem Havaya is to know Hashem is by our side always. The whole point of Lel Seder, what we could accomplish Lel Seder, what I could feel Lel Seder. I'm on Har HaBayis as a Kohen, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we're all going to be a part of. Every single one of us. How excited. And this chevra that's not going to go to the mikveh tomorrow. Shem Yerachim and Yer Neshama. I'm thinking about how long I have to stay in the water to, like, before the Seder. To prepare for this. You know what we're preparing for? It's a good taina. You hear Moshe David, he's do 1,820 dips. I don't know. It's not going to be easy. Perm. I don't know how long we're in there in Perm. Anyways, Lamaisa, this is all we could accomplish, Lel Seder. To feel, and that's the goal, ultimately the goal. What's the goal of being on Har HaBayis and feeling like a Kohen? It's this. To feel Hashem by your side every single moment. To know Hashem is with you every moment. To sit and learn Torah. Why are we learning Torah every moment? We're learning Torah because as much as we can, because it rests on Hashem. But ultimately, we're performing Ratzon Hashem to feel close to Hashem. I'm learning Torah because the Tanya tells me every time I learn Torah, I'm giving Hashem a big hug. So I'm feeling closer to Him. I'm learning His Chachma, His wisdom. I'm getting to know Him better. I'm davening and I'm talking to Him. I'm making brachos because I know He's in my life and He's in this cup of zelter came from Him. So I'm connecting to Him. Everything we do. And the more I can finally just feel Hashem by my side every moment and know He's there, it's a different life. It's a different world. It's a different life, it's a different world. And that's what we could accomplish. You know, this past year, from 1 year to, from last Pesach to this Pesach, there are a lot of tragedies, a lot of nisyonos, a lot of loss. And you know, a lot of Baruch Hashem, and some of us, Baruch Hashem brought a lot of yeshuos as well. But you know, if you talk to the people who went through difficulties in Shona, so some of them mamish destroyed and depressed and down, and some of them somehow just like totally okay. And it's those that were walking with Hashem. Those that know Hashem is by their side every moment. It's not that they're not sad. If you lose, of course you're sad. Of course you cry. Of course you miss the loved one. But Baruch Dayanemis. I'm okay. I know this is Debesh there. That's what he wanted. And it's okay. So some of the chevra probably saw it came out. I don't know when was it. This week, last week, Shmuelson. It's a song by Eli Levin, where he put out the song about the young couple who was just a few blocks away from here, taken from us Pesach. Right, we all remember, 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago. And this engaged couple had their whole future, their whole lives. No, you can't wrap your fingers around. You can't try to think. There's no sense to be made sometimes. Don't try to figure it out. There's nothing to figure out. But in that song, which is heart-wrenching, there were scenes of the Chassan's father speaking at the Levaya. How does a father even get up at a Levaya and speak, losing one's son in such a tragic way? You can't even imagine words coming out of your mouth. But what's he talking about?
If you hear what he talks about, his emun, his bitachon, that he has no tainus. He knows it's emes.
Unbelievable.
That has to be real. That doesn't happen in those moments. We have to build that. We have to build that relationship, and it could be always. And there's no better time and no more special time than Lel Seder. Lel Seder when I'm on Arbayas, I'm a Kohen. Lel Seder when it's all one big Shem Havayah. And not just to remember the past, to remember the now. You know, we have a very beautiful minhag at our Seder. We have the S'chus. Our Seder, it's my family, my beautiful children, my Eishes Chayil, my Malach of a wife, and my grandmother, who's the Tzadekes, who's Mamish, the matriarch of our Mishpacha, Safta. And Safta's Kodesh Kedoshim. Some of the Chevra was here, Purim, Safta was here, gave brachas to everyone. Keep those brachas with you. So those brachas, Kodesh Kedoshim. No more giving person in the world. But anyways, so Safta, I don't know, I think she was the one who started this minhag. It's from the time I remember a Seder when I was like 3 years old playing the piano at the Seder. I don't know. They tell me this. But anyways, Lamaisa. No, maybe it was 2, 3 year Bar Chinuch already, right? Hopefully it's 2. Anyways, Lamaisa, by Dayenu. Very beautiful minhag, you could bring him. By Dayenu, where this incredible song of Akar Satov, this incredible song of recognize every little thing Hashem does for us, we thank Him for. Every little thing. Dayenu. I'm realizing I don't need more. Dayenu, it's enough. Thank you, Hashem. The minhag in our family, each night, we go around the table and everybody has to say something they've been thankful for this year. Something they were thankful for this year. Just one. Each night. Because ultimately that's the void. The void is not just to remember the stories of the past, but it's the stories of now. It's the Eibishter who was by our side then, but he's by our side now. Havaya, one big night of Havaya. Haya hoive v'yia. But hoive is the most important one. Hashem Melech. And then Hashem Malach and Hashem Yimloch. It should be Hashem Malach first. If you order, right? Hashem Malach, he was, he is, he will be. No, Hashem Melech. Most importantly, he's my Melech. He's now. Okay, and how did I know that? Because he was there in the past and he'll be there in the future. But he's Hashem Melech. He's by our side every moment. The same Rabbonu Shalom that brought, you know, just stop and think. Just don't forget this. Lel Seder. Very simple. Nothing so deep right now. Lel Seder, when we read about the Makos, these extraordinary miracles. Kriyas Yamsev. That's God, and we believe in that. So that's the same God that's by my side and can do the same miracles. Oh, we don't see them? Let's open up our eyes a little bit wider. Wasn't the same miracle that I woke up this morning? It's not the same miracle that I could see? How do I see? Ever think about how you can see? How you can raise your hand? What? How do I raise my hand? Because I thought about it? Okay, shkoyach, so you know a little biology and the brain sends a message to the nervous system. How does that work? I got no batteries inside. Because it's just as big as miracle as splitting of the sea. That's the Eibishter we're talking about. That's the Eibishter, he does our miracles as well. He's by my side now, not just then. Now. Eibishter. So Havaya, Yudke Vavke, you know, has a lot of Tserufim. How many Tserufim of Shem Havaya are there? How many Tserufim of Shem Havaya? Tserufim are the ways you could juggle the letters. Nobody knows how many Tserufim Shem Havaya. Thank you, Baruch Yosef. This is an Einikel from Bnei Yisachar, so he knows. There are 12 Tserufim connected each month. Those who daven, because he also davens Nusach Svard, that's why Baruch Hashem. Any of us that daven Nusach Svard, no, because in the Musaf of Nusach Svard, each month has a Tseruf of Shem Havaya. Yudke Vavke, Hey Vav Yud. Whatever, all the different Tserufim. And each one connects to a pasuk that connects to that month. Nisan is in order. Nisan is in order. Because Nisan's Seder. And Nisan's Hashem by our side so clearly. What's the Tzeruf of this month? Shkoyach Moshe, right? Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogel l'aretz. Rosh Tevos, Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? Yismuchu Hashemayim v'sogel l'aretz. Yismuchu Hashemayim itself is Shem of Hashem. Yud Kei, right? Yud Hei is the name of Hashem. Yismuchu Hashemayim means the simcha of happiness of heaven, the gods in heaven. V'sogel l'aretz, Vav Hei, is the God of this world. That's our part. Yismucha Shemayim is Vada. He's always there. Our part is now bring him into my life, bring him into the world. So comes Lel Seder, and we learn about Yismucha Shemayim. Where do we see this? How many steps are there to the Seder? If Moitzi Matzah and Achilz Matzah, Moitzi Matzah can be two separate, by the way, but there are 15. 15 steps. What's 15? Yurkei. Yismucha Shemayim. Yismucha Shemayim. Again, if you split up motzi and matzah, because you have those are two separate mitzvahs in a certain sense, because you have to have the hamotzi. You have two different brachas, hamotzi lechem in aretz and alchilz matzah. So you have 15 is yismucha shemayim. Lel seder, I know yismucha shemayim. Now it's my time and my job v'sogel aretz. How am I going to bring it into my life? Shkoyach. So I'm going. Now we understand, and we have some background in this incredible night of Lel Seder. We have some background in what I'm going to be a part of, a kohen and harabayis. But like, how am I going to bring that down to earth and walk away with something from it? Shkoyach says one night. What's going to be Yisr Chag? What's going to be the middle of Svira? Or I have a better question. What's going to be in the middle of July and August when it's hot? And I have taivas, and I'm not in yeshiva. And my family's going to the beach. Or Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, and my friends call me up and they say it's Saturday night. What's going to be? What's going to be? How am I going to take Yismucha Shemayim into Vesagol Aretz? So what's the whole night about? And we're going to discuss something very special tonight, which some of you might think is not shayach to me yet, but it's shayach to all of you. What's the mitzvah of Lel Seder, of the biggest mitzvah of Lel Seder, is Vigad to Levincha? The mitzvah of Lel Seder, is Sipur Yisrayim, is specifically Vigad Levincha, is a mitzvah of chinuch. A mitzvah of chinuch. To be mechanich your children. Now in this room right now, I'm the only one with children. I'm the only one with children. So why would I choose to speak about chinuch tonight? You know, because there was a story of a yid who had a child who was basically like 2.5 years old. And he went to a Rebbe and said, "No, so when do I start being? When do I start being mechanech my child? When does chinuch begin?" He said it started 2.5 years ago. You missed the boat. You're a little bit late. But I want to say it starts a long time before that. I think every single one of us needs to start thinking about chinuch habanim right now, and I'm going to explain to you why now. Even though you have no children, and some of you are very far away from that, and should be. There's time when you need to be working yourself and growing to be right to that. But it's shayach to all of us, and definitely shayach to myself and to everybody. You know, last week we spoke about why we wear a kittel. By Lel Seder. Book by Hilly, a beautiful Divrei Shmuel. But there's a Chassan Sofer as well. The Chassan Sofer is the grandson of the Chassan Sofer. And he says as follows, you know why we wear a kittel Lel Seder? When I wear a kittel, I'm going to think somewhat about Misa, about death, because we're buried in the kittel. And then I realize, I'm not going to be here forever. I have to leave a legacy. I have to leave the next door to serve the Rabbonu Shalom, to follow in my footsteps, hopefully. So that's the charge to be mechanech my banim, to educate my children properly. That's the kittel. But I want to ask a question tonight. Why is the lashon in the pasuk v'higadita levincha? V'higadita levincha. What does v'higadita mean? Tell your children, right? So you're telling them this story, telling them about Amunah, telling them about God. Why not v'amarta levincha? Say to your children. What does v'gadita mean? So the Zohar already teaches, I meant to bring it, but we're not going to find it now for the sake of time, that Vigadita is something that's nister, something that's hidden, something they don't know already. And that's pshat. Every year you're supposed to bring out new messages, new understanding. That's why you see the biggest svarim that are new every year, agadas. So every year, new agadas, because it has to be vagatul, it has to be something new. Makes it exciting. You care more. But I thought you could give a different pshat. Listen close to this and never forget this. And the MS is, you all know this already. You all know everything I'm about to say, but you probably never thought about it just because you never needed yet to think about it. But when I tell it to you, you're going to say, Emesh Mamito, because you've been on the receiving end of Chinuch already for 22 years, 23 years, 21 years, 20 years, whatever you are. You know, to be Mechanich, a child, a parent has to learn. Sometimes we learn the hard way. It's not about what we tell our children to do. You could tell children from today to tomorrow, go do this, don't do this. Ruba deruba, they're not going to listen to a word you say. Pum fakert, they'll usually want to go the opposite. You tell them go right, they're going to want to go left. If you said nothing, they might go right. You tell them go right, I'm going the other way. What you tell them, nobody wants to listen to. Nobody wants to be told what to do. Nobody wants to be told what to do. It's MS. Especially in this world. The Eibishter, we're willing, because once you have a Muna and you accept the Rabbanu Shalom as Emesh Vamito and Ein Sof and the creator of the world and knows better than any of us, so him I'll listen to. But anyone else, let's be real. I'm a Achvesnish. I'm a 15-year-old punk in high school. I think I know way better than my parents. I think I'm much smarter than them. They don't know the world that we live in. They don't realize what it is to be a kid. They don't know anything. I know better. Every one of us thinks like that. Okay, so now I'm 21. Vada, please. They know nothing. What are their years of experience have done? Nothing. Zero. So they tell me this, I know better. So where's chinuch going to come from? Chinuch, the true chinuch, and to be a good parent, to be mechanech children, is only through being an incredible role model. Children may not listen to what their parents tell them to do, but children are observing everything their parents do. And everything they say, and every step they take, and how they interact with each other, and how they interact with other people, and how much my father is really learning, and how much is my father really going to Minyan or not, and when we're in Minyan, is he davening or not? As a child, I'm observing it all. Every little detail. And that I take with me. And that I'm inspired by, or God forbid not. That has a tremendous effect on the chinuch of the children. Rav Moshe Feinstein basically says this almost explicitly in Parshas Emor. The pasuk at the beginning of Emor, talking about Kohanim not becoming Tamei, says, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron ve'amart aleim. This is double language. Tell the Kohanim and tell them. So what's Rashi say? Very famous Rashi. Lahazir gedolim al ketanim. The second Amira, one is for the gedolim, one is for the ketanim. That the gedolim need to tell their children what to do as well. But it sounds to me like it's both talking to the same people. Emor el Kohanim ve'amart aleim. That's not talking about two separate people. Why is one gedol and one ketanim? What's going on? And Rav Moshe says so beautifully. L'chanech habanim v'habanos. Listen to the language. To be mechanech children, sons and daughters. Eino klum mashu yomru lehem. Shekein tzarech la'azos. What you tell them to do is nothing. Eino klum. This is Rav Moshe Feinstein speaking. Forget about Aryeh Cohn. Im lo yirush yudavar chavim ma'od laviv. If you don't show them, if you don't be a role model, if you don't live your life in that way, what you love to do, that they see that. And that's why he explains that the both amiros are actually to the tata. One amir is, you need to do this, and you need to do it in a way
the second Amira, that you're going to be mechanech your children, who are going to see how much you love it and care about it, and how precious it they're going to want to as well. And they'll see how much simcha you get from it. He explains in this piece, you know, a tate who might, yeah, he goes to shul, but begrudgingly, he's not happy being there. So you think the kids are going to want to be there? Just because he goes? Father says, you go learn, you have to learn. You see, he doesn't learn a word. So, great, sure, I'm going to listen to what he says to me. I want to suggest, perhaps, Chevra, that's vigadita levincha. Vigadita as opposed to amarta. Not say to your children. What's vigadita? Maybe. I want to suggest. Milosho neged. What's neged mean? I'm opposite him. He's observing me. He's looking at me. Vigadita levincha. Realize I'm always opposite my child. And he's learning from my ways. And he's learning by the way I conduct my Seder. Not in what I tell him to do at the Seder. And by the way, the Eibishter is the same. If you look in Parashat Kisiva, Kisisa, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud, Neged Ko Amcha. Neged Ko Amcha. The Eibishter, same Lashon. That the biggest chinuch is just being who you are and being an incredible role model to your children. Be God to be opposite your children, recognizing they're learning from you every step you take, every move you make, every word you speak. That's neged. That's v'gad t'levincha. That's what Moreh Shemesh means when it says v'gad t'levincha lemor. Tell your children in a way that they'll ultimately say it. You have to mechanech them in a way that they're going to say it to their children through being this role model. Through being that role model. That's why Rav Matul also told me the other night. Rav Matul told us the other night. Rav Matul Zilber, Shlita, Rabbi Amiri. Some of the chevra asked him, like, at the Seder, is there anything special that the Rebbe does and how he interacts with the children? And basically his answer was, as a Seder, you hold yourself to your avoid in the most Kaddish of ways. Your children will observe all of it and learn from that. Not to say you shouldn't, by the way, and he explained to everyone on their own level to interact and have beautiful questions, answers, and ideas and make it interactive and exciting. But ultimately they'll learn most from just observing you. And how Kaddish it is to you. If Matzah is so exciting to you, if Mar is so exciting to you, if all of Lal Seder and you're giving over the Amunah that you want to give over, Besimcha, with passion. So that's why it starts now, Chevra. Let me ask you all a question. Let me ask you all a question that you should think about. If you looked in a mirror today, and the image in the mirror was your child looking back at you. You looked in the mirror and neged, that mirror was your child looking back at you. And that mirror was able to walk around with you from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep. Every moment. How you doing? How you doing as a father? Would you be proud of that? Is that the father that you want your children to observe? Is that the father that you want your children to have neged? That's why chinuch starts right now. V'gadta levincha, it's a night of chinuch. It's a night of chinuch. Of course, and Pashup Shad to give over to our children, which is an incredible night for that. But it's a night for every one of us, I believe, to think about the chinuch that we're going to give to our children. And it started a long time ago. In perfecting ourselves. In elevating ourselves and living the life that I want to be, that my children one day should observe. And that I will give over to them. Chevra, that's how we walk away from the Seder V'Sagel Art. So we'll go to the Seder, we're going to be inspired by this incredible night of Amunah, an incredible night of standing in Har Abayis and being a Koyein, and Allah Hashem Avayis. But ultimately, remember, it's a night of V'gad Tal Vincha. Ultimately, it's a night where then I have to think to myself, am I V'Sagel Aretz? Am I living the life that I would be proud of in front of my children? And that's how I'm going to leave my legacy. You know, Chaver, just to end with an incredible story, and it's a remez like you can't make up. Chaim Brim, Tzadik Yisoid Olam. Listen to this, Mamish. He was on his way to shul. First day of Yontov, Pesach. And a Pashut Yid stopped him. And he said, last night I had a dream. After the Seder. And in my chaloyim came to me the following remez. Now imagine, these are our chaloyimas, these are our dreams. Halavai, these should be our dreams. Listen, this dream came to him, Lel Seder. That the gematria of v'chol hamarbe l'saper b'siyas b'tzrayim hareza m'shubach, which is gematria 2154, is exactly a gematria with the six koilels of zroyim, moyed, noshim, nezikim, kachin, taros. Check it out, I checked it. You hear this, chevra? V'chol hamarbe l'saper b'siyas b'tzrayim hareza m'shubach is gematria Zroim, Moid, Noshim, Nezikim, Kachim, Taros, Shishas, and Remishna. So it's pretty incredible. Exact. Again, without that, with the six koilos, with one for each of those Shishas, and Remishna, is also 2,154. Ma'inyan Shmita Leitzar Sinai. Shkoyach. Like, what are we talking about? So what? What does that have anything to do with each other? And the answer is everything. Is to tell over the story. To be mechanech, that's vigabtel vincha. That's a story that Yaron was told for years by his mother. That story that he was told for years that didn't do much for him. Until he went to live it. And he walked into that shul and opened up and saw a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch and then a Siddur from his Zayda. You know how we live it? You know how we live with the Rabbi Nishalom? And not just hear the stories. Zora and Mayed Nashim Nizik and Kachim Taras. I'm going to tell you something, MS Shemamito, because again, there's a lot of people in this room that are holding at somewhat different stages of life. But MS is we're all at the same stage of life. I'm with you the same way, even if I'm a few years older. That's to recognize. If you want to live it, and you want to be that father who will be a role model, mechanech your children in the way that you want to be, and you'll be proud of the image in the mirror that you look at tonight and tomorrow and in the middle of the summer, it's a deep, deep connection to Torah. Vada, it's all important. Don't get me wrong. Tefillah and midos, mid darchert, kadam l'Torah. You've heard from me many times, and I'll never stop. 100%. But it's when I'm sitting and steiging in Torah that I'm living with Hashem and I have that Havaya with me every moment. And I'm going to hold myself. It's going to enlighten me. I'll hold myself to the way that I want to be as that father. So it's not enough just to go through this beautiful night. I then have to take it and v'sagal aretz through Zorah Moed Nashim, Nezikim, Taras Kachim. And that's why, of course, Pesach doesn't end. Pesach doesn't end by Shvi Shel Pesach, and Pesach doesn't end with what we'll have. Bez Shem Evrad Vayit, it'll be incredible. Sudas Mashiach. I mean, I hope it does end there with Mashiach. Halavai will bring Mashiach from that. But look at the Ramban in Parshas Emor. That's just the first days of Yontif. Then we get to Chol HaMoed, which is all Svira. The end of Pesach is Shavuos, is Kabbalah Satara. The end of Pesach is V'Sog El Aretz, is bringing it down to our life and living with Hashem every moment. So that one day when you're zoichet to have your own children, v'gadtel vincha, not through what you're going to tell them, but they're going to be watching you every moment. You're going to be such a beautiful role model that they're going to want to be there like their tati, who's living Torah, who's loving Torah, who's living tefillah, who's living with the Eibush Torah, who's alive, not a cult, alive. And when we live like that, and our children start living like that, Baruch will say, all right, that Havaya that's sometimes hard to find and we have to find them in our lives, I'll bring back the Shechina with Mashiach Zakeinu, Gvil Shleimo, from here of Yemeinu.